RTE.
QFM.
Roz and Emma.
Now, horrors. Do you like them? Do you love them? Are you absolutely terrified of them? Well, I have got one that I want to tell you all about now. So Maxine was released in cinemas on the 5th of July. It is by Ty West. It is the story of a 1980s Hollywood film star, an actress called Maxine Minx, who finally gets her big break. But let's just say things go a little bit wrong when a mysterious serial killer turns up. I saw it there about 2 weeks ago and it's absolutely brilliant. It's directed by Ty West. It stars Mia Goth, Halsey is in it, Elizabeth Debicki, Lily Collins, Moses Sumney, Kevin Bacon. It has got an all-star cast and it's absolutely brilliant. And as I said, it is in Irish cinemas right now and I caught up with director Ty West to talk all about it. Let's have a listen.
Roz and Emma, RTE 2FM.
Hello Ty, it's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well.
Congratulations on Maxine. So it's back. This is the third installment of the trilogy. So we had X and Pearl before this. What can you tell us about Maxine's story in this film?
Well, this is an evolution of the character, and it's we're finding Maxine in the middle of the 1980s, and she's hit the ceiling on one genre that she's become a bit recognizable in, and she's trying to transition into becoming the star that she wants to be in Hollywood. And this is a story about her getting close to that and then the threat of it being taken away.
And there's a quote at the start that opens from Bette Davis where it says, "In this business, until you're known as a monster, you're not a star." Would you describe Maxine as a monster?
I don't know that I would, but somebody might. And I think that's part of the, that's kind of part of the choice of the quote, is that there's something about being famous and being a star and show business that elicits a lot of very strong reactions from people. And I think it's like thematically relevant to the story itself. So no, I'm a big fan of Maxine as the person that's been on her side since day one. But you know, as much as there are threats to her in these films, she is also a threat to other people. And so I'm sure not the whole world would think of her the way with the rose-colored glasses that I do.
And what about yourself and Mia Goth? So this is your third movie together. So what's your working relationship like on this movie compared to others?
You know, at this movie, it was a little bit like getting the band back together because we made the first two at the same time. And then this one, we kind of returned back to our homes and we started having the world know about the other two movies because no one knew. We made the other ones in secret back to back. And so this one was a little bit different experience in that there was anticipation for it and we were sort of back out there doing it again. But, you know, we fell back into the rhythm really quickly because having spent so much time on the previous two movies, getting to know each other and working so hard together, you know, I don't have to tell her much about the character at this point. I mean, she's experienced it and lived it for years now. So she has such like kind of autonomy over Maxine, the character, that really now it's like we have such a shorthand that it's great to be, you know, collaborators because we're both willing to work very hard and to leave it all in the field. And Mia is a very fearless and unpredictable performer, and I'm just trying to, like, you know, wrangle that at this point.
She's excellent. And I have one final question for you. So Maxine's friend Leon works in the video store. So there's a lot of time spent in the video store. And I used to love going to the video store as a kid. And I was wondering, what films were you watching when you were visiting the store as a kid?
Oh, everything. I mean, that was how I got to know movies, is that we had a video store that had 5 for 5 Fridays. And so for $5 on Friday, you could get 5 movies and you brought them back Monday. And every single Friday, that's what I would do. And we'd watch 5 movies over the weekend. And I would watch movies during the week as well. But that was really for me. And that was a video store that had a huge collection. So I was just adamant to try to power through everything that I could possibly get my hands on. So that's my film, like, you know, film school, really.
Sounds like a great deal. Ty, thank you so much and congratulations on Maxine.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
Roz and Emma, RTE 2FM.
Ty West, he is the director and creator of Maxine, which if you were listening there, you'll have heard is part of a trilogy. So the movies that came before it were called X and Pearl. So if you are going to watch Maxine, I hadn't seen X and Pearl, right? So I saw Maxine with fresh eyes and I felt like I hadn't missed anything, if you know what I mean. It's one of those movies you can go and see without seeing the previous movies, but there are some references to the other ones. So I would definitely, if you can, watch all three. And as I said a little bit earlier on, Maxine is in cinemas now. It's brilliant. I'd recommend going and seeing it. So there you go.
RTE 2FM. Roz and Emma.